Avalanche report for Thursday, the 10th of April, 2025. As a consequence of a strong wind, sometimes avalanche-prone wind slabs formed in the last few days, in particular adjacent to ridgelines in all aspects. All day it applies above 2,500-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,500-meter, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,500-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. Weak layers in the old snowpack can still be released by winter sport participants. Such avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on very steep shady slopes above approximately 2,500 meters. In particular, however, the wind slabs of the last few days adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls are capable of being triggered in some locations. Caution is to be exercised on wind-loaded slopes, in particular above approximately 2,500 meters, and adjacent to ridgelines in all aspects. Avalanches can also penetrate down to the ground and reach quite a large size. This applies on very steep shady slopes, in particular at high altitude. And now the snowpack. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the old snowpack, especially on little-used west, north and east-facing slopes. This applies on shady slopes above approximately 2,500 meters. As a consequence of the sometimes strong wind, the wind slabs have increased in size. The snowpack will be generally subject to considerable local variations. Below the tree line, a little snow is lying. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind; DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 11th of April 2025, indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.